Welcome. Welcome to Karen's Couch, and thank you so much for tuning in today. We've got a very special show that I'm really, really grateful that we can bring for you today, because we've brought a special guest who appeared on Karen's Couch earlier in the year, where we got to speak about anti-aging, female hormones, breast cancer, the pill, just about everything to do with what happens inside of a woman's body as she begins to change and when all the aging starts. Now, when we ran this show, we were inundated. I mean, that is an absolute understatement. We were inundated with actual letters, with emails, with private messages through social media and posts on our Facebook, posts on our website, asking us more questions and asking us to get this particular guest back on the show to get into a little bit more specifics and a little bit more details. So how could we resist? We've got your favorite joining me here on the couch, the amazing owner of the Beverly Hills Anti-Aging Clinic, Dr. Uzi Rice. Dr. Uzi Rice, thank you so much for joining us here. We are very lucky to have you back on the show.
Thank you for inviting me again.
Couldn't resist. Okay. Peer pressure, that's what that was. It was peer pressure everywhere. And we think you're absolutely extraordinary with the way that you think about medicine and the way that you think about health, particularly for women. Now, the main question that I wanted to start off with you today, it refers back to the first show that we ran where you started to mention that aging for women starts when they first start taking the pill. Now, a lot of our schools are starting to encourage parents to get their kids onto the pill relatively early because they're feeling like pregnancy is probably the number one thing that they want us to avoid with our girls. But obviously, after speaking to you on our first show a while ago, that's not necessarily the best decision that we can be making for our young kids. I mean, we've got girls going on the pill that are as young as 13 and 14 that are staying on the pill for years until they decide to have kids. So it could be at the age of 30 to 31, 32 when they finally decide to get off the pill. What's an alternative? What can we do for our young girls that...
First, why we shouldn't do it? Because we invade and abolish the foundation of whoever women are. What is a woman comparing to a man? Women have estrogen and women have progesterone. Those are the two hormones that dominate the life of a woman. They have also a little bit of testosterone. When you take birth control pill, you eliminate it. You suddenly take a woman that estrogen make her happy, inspire, loving, giving, social, sensual, sexual, lubricated, bright, smart, protect her brain, protect her heart, protect her skin, protect the lubrication of her vagina, of the eyes, and we abolish them. There's zero estrogen in their body. We give them a chemical that it's not estrogen, that it's not even look-alike estrogen, that doesn't behave like estrogen. Just this chemical have ability to cheat the brain and tell him that you have a lot of estrogen, so the brain do nothing to produce estrogen out of the ovary. Those women even have less, those young girls, less hormone than women in their 100 because there's zero estrogen. Number two, there's zero progesterone. Progesterone is another incredible hormone. Help protect our brain, protect us from cancer, protect women for gain weight, protect, suppress women's appetite, build their bone, protect them for cancer in different way. There's birth control pill, there's no ovulation, there's no progesterone. Now, even worse than that, at least when women go into menopause, the ovaries still produce testosterone. It stops to produce estrogen. It starts to produce progesterone, but just in minimal amount, much more than those girls on birth control pill, but still the body makes testosterone. And testosterone is what makes women strong, decisive, safe, secure, give them balance, hand-to-eye coordination, build muscle, break fat, gun, zero. So what is there? There are two chemicals that don't behave like hormones. especially the chemicalized progesterone in a birth control pill, is inducive to increase incidence of breast cancer. There's no argument about it. If you live in the United States, you see constantly the advertising of a different lawyer group that ask you, do you take Yaz? Do you take Yasmin? It's a type of birth control pill that young girl take. Did you have stroke, heart attack, died? Because those combination of pills significantly increase the tendency of the body to coagulate. And so the young girl gets stroke, get heart attack, may die from that. And they don't have hormone. Those girls cannot say no. They don't feel the sexuality to their deepest point. They work like a machine. They haven't trained to feel. So this is horrible. It's invasive of the basic existence of you as a woman. It's like, do you understand?
Yeah, I do. So, you know, what other alternatives can young girls take? I hear all of that. And for a mum who wants to protect her daughter, and I know that, you know, condoms are certainly, the best advice, obviously, but that's not always going to be forefront of mind, you know, for young girls and young boys, especially at that experimental age. What alternatives can we offer?
Okay, there are alternatives. It's not black and white. It's absolutely not black and white. I do something, but I don't know if somebody else can do it. I use natural progesterone. The women take the suppository vaginally and as a cream in the inner thigh. And within 10 weeks, it makes the lining of the uterus so thin so they cannot conceive. But this is not standard medical care. Your audience are not going to be able to get it. Unfortunately, other alternatives are using chemicalized progesterone that I think in certain way are worse than the pill. And especially chemicalized progesterone that given an injection every 3 months. I think that's probably worse than the pill itself.
Right.
But here are the alternatives. You see, the problem in the pill today, and not in the pill that you were young or your mom was young, they had a lot of estrogen, so gave some of the better feeling of estrogen, and they had very little of the chemicalized progesterone. Today, it's the opposite. They have very little chemicalized estrogen and a lot of chemicalized progesterone that's more aggressive and cause the clot. Now, One approach is to use intrauterine device. Although it's the insertion of the device is not the most comfortable, loving things on the planet.
Is that the Mirena?
Okay, Mirena is the one I wouldn't use. Why? Because the Mirena, in addition, has chemicalized progesterone. The Mirena is a product that comes from Scandinavia. And even the Scandinavian journal have published and saw that those women will have increase in breast cancer rate. The benefit that they bleed very little.
Yeah.
On the other hand, the other women that use IUD will bleed a little more. So I can see exception that women bleed so heavy they would use the Mirena. But otherwise, they should use an IUD without chemical. Why again to put all those chemicals that mess around with our system? So the IUD is a first system. It's a pretty fair system. I'm not sure about the different barrier system beside the rubber. But if you use a condom, and, you know, the women have to understand they are the ones that are going to lose.
Mm.
And tell the young man, if you have to respect me. Put the rubber on and pull it out before you finish. And this with a backup of the day after pill, it's pretty good solution. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And the young teenager have a hormone to grow, to develop, to see who she is. Do you understand? Mm. Understand what's important. They may be coming now with pills, birth control pill, that rather than have the chemicalized estrogen, they had something that it close to a natural estrogen. So they starting to starting to put in the birth control pill more natural hormone. And I think that will work very well. But it's still not here. Now, remember, the younger the woman, you put her on hormone. And most of the time, those girls don't have yet regular period. Their brain didn't get to the proper development. You stop it and delay it. And many times it takes them years to regain having normal period. Now, I'm dealing with a woman that she is in early 30s. Again, was put on birth control that she was 15 because she bled irregularly. What does it mean you bleed irregularly? You haven't ovulated yet. So you don't shut off the system because the system haven't come to full function. Now she's 30, having her fourth IVF, and always they have to give her more hormone and more hormone to try to wake up this brain that was totally suppressed. Do you understand?
So is that why you think we're having such a problem with infertility right now? That, you know, most couples that I speak with that are trying to have kids are actually having to go through IVF. There are very few couples that I've spoken with that nowadays are able to conceive naturally. It seems to be, like the tables have really turned.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But it's two things for sure. Right now, men and women have significant reduction in their hormone, and it's mostly environmental. They have less, men have less testosterone, men have horrible sperm count, horrified sperm count. Women, they both have less human growth hormone. We are so stressed, both natural adrenal hormone are low. So that's one reason to it. Second reason, we don't get pregnant when we used to get pregnant. Then women are ready for procreation at the age of 16, most of them. The egg are the better egg. That's the fact. When you conceive at 18, you use the best egg in your body. Your body select the egg. The earlier you conceive, the earlier will be your egg. Solution to it, by the way, that most women are doing in the United States, restore their egg. They store their egg in a relatively young age, and that gives them fertility freedom.
That is
they
such
can
a
do their career, they can learn, they can finish their business, and then if they want to get pregnant 45, 48, they have those nice, young, fresh egg waiting for them.
Because that's far more prevalent these days as well, is we are having our kids a lot later, and I suppose it takes a lot of foresight to think, you know, to get your eggs harvested when you're quite young, and then, you know, you've got your beautiful eggs ready to go. Hopefully your partner or your husband has a sufficient enough sperm count. Talk to us about the other side of the scale, Dr. Rice. You know, one of the other questions that came up from our guests was about bioidentical hormones. You know, we've got a lot of people who watch the show who are now moving beyond having kids and into perimenopause and menopausal stages. And they're finding that the only alternatives, if they're the natural alternatives, they don't really work. Or the only other alternatives that are being offered through the medical system are HRT. And a lot of women don't want to go down that path. And I think that there's this whole sense of manipulation going on. I certainly know this amongst the people that I talk to and friends of mine who are going through it, that they feel like they're really hamstrung because they don't want to go down the medical path because they know that there are extreme consequences and side effects with HRT. So bioidentical hormones is this mysterious conversation that comes up. Nobody knows anything about it. Nobody knows how the hormones are actually made, and nobody knows if there are any side effects. Can you help us out on that?
Okay. So when the term HRT I use, the estrogen comes from a urine of pregnant mare. They take pregnant mare, they severely dehydrate them, they sedate them, they catheterize them, they put them in a small stall and get the urine out of them, and out of the urine they make the estrogen. That's called Premarin, okay? Mind you, pregnant women are closed in a bathroom with catheter and sedated. Okay, but beyond that, I don't want. So, this is the estrogen that we are using, and the chemicalized progesterone is one of the most aggressive chemicalized progesterone that behave not like the natural progesterone, exactly the opposite. Rather than calm, it's agitate. Rather than build the bone, it destroy the bone. Rather than protect from breast cancer, it's increase breast cancer. So this is the term HRT. I must say that people should not feel hopeless, because the pharmaceutical industry is coming with more bioidentical hormones. The term bioidentical means if you are now having normal menstrual cycle, and I will take a blood and check your hormone, the bioidentical hormone will be the exact replica, not look-alike, not minimally-like, the exact replica of your own hormone. Now, it's happened that at least 1,000 plants on Earth, and mainly soy and yam, in them have a molecule that through enzymatic processes, we can make out of them any hormone. You want to have estrogen the giraffe have, or kangaroo? I think we can make it. But we can also make the hormone that the exact replica of human body hormone.
Wow.
The three different estrogens the body have, testosterone, progesterone, DHEA, cortisone, testosterone, all a hormone called pregnenolone that affect our cognition, all of them can be created. So that gives us a lot of range of safety. You know, pregnancy is not a life danger situation. Mm. When women are pregnant, the too strong estrogen go up tenfold, a weak, very healthy estrogen go up 1,000-fold, progesterone go up 100-fold. Testosterone and human growth hormone increase by 25%. So it just show you how much safety are in those hormones, because we don't consider pregnancy as a suicide.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is now the ability that you have when you compound, you make those hormones, you can use it in pill, you can use it in drop, you can use it in suppository, you can use it in cream. So we use different hormone in a different way. Whatever the regular pharmacy gives to you is more limited. But you can find today a lot of the main estrogen in the body, we call estradiol. People can find it in cream, in spray, in patch. They can find progesterone, both in pill and suppository. In the United States, there's still no testosterone. They claim women don't need testosterone. I wanted to take from all my 1,000 patients that look testosterone, and it restore their strength, their sexuality, their orgasmic ability. But there are options. If you look for it, there are options. And you refuse to be somebody that gets exactly what the person before you. And you want to look for way that it's given that you can balance it. And I can reassure you, in Australia, I can pretty reassure you, you can also get bioidentical hormone. Because I know of manufacturing that is coming out of Montreal, that we buy a lot of the raw material, that he has offices in Australia. So if anybody here will go online, it's called bioidentical hormone in Australia. And I have patients that come from Australia. So there is access. If you look at that, there is excess there. And the more the demand, the more it will be available.
And tell me, Dr. Rice, what are the side effects? Are there any side effects with bioidentical hormones like there are with HRT?
Well, hormones are individualized. That's a language, okay? First, it doesn't work on 100%. There's always 1 or 2% that don't behave right. But when you are menopausal, for example, and you're depressed, flat, uninspired, unmotivated, lost your brain, don't sleep, most of those things will return. But the minute you take too much estrogen, most women will have breast pain, nipple pain, water retention, or they can feel a little hyper. So we can adjust it. When you take natural progesterone, most of the time too much progesterone makes you sleepy, dizzy, spinning, or drunk. So it's another way to adjust it. Obviously, if you take too much testosterone, you're aggressive, you're mean. Then you're going to have acne. And if you further don't pay attention to it, you'll grow hair where you don't want and you'll lose hair where you don't want. Pregnenolone, it's a hormone that keeps our brain alert, help us rise up to the occasion intellectually, give us verbal skills, social skills, prevent hangover, we see better color, we see better detail, help us sustain the fight and flight of life. 90% of the time that you take too much, you feel agitated. 10% of the time, you feel sleepy. There's another hormone called DHEA. It's a very important adrenal hormone because it's antidepressive, it's antiviral, it's anti-autoimmune. It's kind of anti-cancer in many ways. Help you adjust to the environment around you. If you go to high elevation, you adjust to the thin air faster. Again, DHEA, you take too much, you'll feel agitated or you'll have oily skin because it goes to testosterone. So, and there are few that are very sensitive. We're all different. So that's why the system one fit all don't work. Like if I give you estrogen cream, you may absorb it very fast and deactivate it in the liver very slow. So you'll need very little. Your best friend may absorb it very slow and deactivate it fast. She will need a lot. So that's how I believe that the best way to find the right dose is the dose that you feel optimal and you don't have side effects. Mind you, 30 years ago, normal DHEA in women, for example, was 400 to 600. Today, we see teenager with 20 or 30. So the lab normal always change because the lab, they take the average of all the lab testing to specific hormone and average it. So sometimes they say, no, you have too much. But you can't have too much if you don't have side effects. Every hormone, the second you take more than you need, will tell you that you take too much. It has to be very unusual that you will not sense it.
So, Dr. Rice, it sounds to me like through this conversation, and again, you know, as the first show that we did with you, it was just devastating that the show came to an end because I could just keep asking you question after question. It sounds to me like the most important thing, particularly for people who are looking at the contrast of HRT or bioidentical hormones, is to make sure that they've got somebody that's in their corner that's working with them to make sure that you do get the right dose right and that you're not in a place where it's being either it's over or under. It's just right and then there's no side effects. All there is just, I guess, normal.
Well, I would say work with somebody that allowed you to start in a slow dose and allowed you to increase it until you find this point that you feel good with it. In the beginning, by the way, the women, even before perimenopause, a lot of women have PMS. A week before their period, they're depressed, they're foggy, they don't remember, they have migraine. It's all the drop of estrogen. So they have to have an ability to start in the low dose and increase it as the body drops. And adjust it as time goes. Use it for a longer period of time, few years later, until they are in deep perimenopause and they use it all the time.
That makes a lot of
sense.
And
the more demand, the more it's a market society. When I started to do it in 1982, there's three physicians in the United States that did it. They work with it. Today, there's 5,000 compounding pharmacies. Do you understand? So it's a market demand. And constantly the drug company trying to destroy the compounding pharmacy. But if there's be more demand, more people will offer it to women.
So to round us off for the end of the show, what should people, I guess, in Australia, because that's where most of our audience is, so for people who are in Australia, what should they be looking for? Where, how can they find somebody who is like you? What do we go looking for? What are the things that we type into the Google search to find a doctor that can advise us like you do?
So they may come in different name and different color, but they are in Australia. When I go to the meeting, I meet different physicians from Australia. I have patients from Australia that come and also work with me and somebody that is local. You're not in Central Africa. You're a modern country, maybe even more in many ways than the United States. You ask to look at somebody that you can use the word bioidentical hormone. You use the word anti-aging medicine. You look for somebody that like to give individual treatment. You like somebody that want to work with the system, but also is able to work out of the system. And you network and you talk to each other. And if somebody, you find somebody that can work with, you know what? Write in Yelp, I don't know what good things about him. The more women will know about it. Because, you know, those physicians don't have the power to go and advertise. I don't know if you're allowed at all to advertise. But the market power and power of women is stronger than anything else.
Oh, what a beautiful way to finish the show. Oh, my goodness, what a gorgeous statement. Dr. Rice, you're an absolute wealth of information and an honour to share these moments with you. There's just no doubt in my mind that our viewers are going to be swamping us with more questions and wanting to know more from you and about you, about this topic. And I know that you've got a whole new take on preventing cancer. And I know that you're also about to write your fifth book. When do you think that might come out?
Well, we're starting. So I don't know. It will take about a year. But the book will tell women how absolutely safe is take estrogen. How absolutely women with breast cancer should not be put on anti-estrogen modality, but should be given estrogen. And it all would be based on scientific data, not on my impression. I even wouldn't say this is my finding. Everything will be based on scientific data. We've been brainwashed with scientific data. The science of them are not really strong. And the science of how safe it is extremely strong.
Well, you know what? I think that that's going to raise some eyebrows, but it's definitely going to be worth a conversation about that, because that's certainly not the treatment that, you know, is recommended right now. So I'm really, really looking forward to what you bring out around that. So thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Rice. It's been an absolute treat to share these moments with you, as I said. And no doubt we'll get you back on the show because, no doubt, as I said, we're going to be inundated with more and more questions. So thank you for your time. And I know that you're a busy man, so we're very appreciative.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Much love.
Love to see you.
We'll see you again.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
So hopefully you found today's show just as insightful as the show that we ran earlier on in the year. You know, I think the whole anti-aging question for women and the way that Dr. Rice puts anti-aging and how it all starts right from the very first, you know, when we start puberty and we start going through menopause, through menstrual cycles, particularly for us women, I think it's just profound. So please make sure that you go back and watch that show that we ran with Dr. Rice. It's such an eye-opener. And today's show is just another level. So hopefully you found it really insightful. And it's also going to start getting you on the process of thinking about how you can start to recover and rescue yourself from the whole aging process, and also give yourself some options. And if you've got young daughters, start to think about other options for them as well. So thanks for joining us here on Karen's Couch today. Go to our Facebook page at allthews.facebook.com karenscouch.com/Karen's Couch. Make sure that you post your questions there. And if this show has raised any additional questions for you that I didn't ask, please post them underneath the show. We'd love to be able to get Dr. Rice back on and ask him your questions specifically. You can also post your comments at allthews.karenscouch.com. Leave us your questions there and leave us your comments. We love to hear from you. You're our favorite audience. Go to iTunes, download the podcast, give us a 5-star rating. And we're going to see you here next week. Thanks for tuning in. Bye for now.